This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
How are you?
Grumpy.
I'm grumpy.
Okay, so the reason I'm grumpy is my daughter and I decided to do some baking last night. We made the Red Lobster cheese biscuits.
That is not baking. That's mixing water in with a little bit of powder.
It's baking,
but anyway,
for a 7-year-old. Better than anything you've baked.
Okay,
the entire
that is
time
so
I've known
rude.
You.
That's so rude because it's true.
I know it is. Anyway, you eat 4 of the biscuits and then you're mad at me.
4 biscuits.
For the last 14 hours.
Yeah.
Because you ate 4 biscuits because you had no self-control.
I have a biscuit butt because of you. Biscuit
you're
tits.
You're a biscuit bitch.
Okay, I'm grumpy because your sound stops working on your computer and you just automatically assume that I did something wrong. I'm way over here. There's no way. Unless I was Matilda.
What'd you do?
I didn't do anything. Anyway, good morning, everyone.
It's Complaint Corner
with Ryder and Lisa.
All right, what are you upset about today?
There's a petition that has almost 400,000 signatures for the writers of Game of Thrones to rewrite season 8.
I've enjoyed it.
I mean, okay, maybe it's not what you expected, but
I didn't like the last episode that much. No spoilers around here, but
no spoilers, definitely not. But if this is what happens every time people don't like the writing, writers are going to stop writing things, and you're going to have to go back to watching your neighbor's kids put on a puppet show instead. Like, honestly, and I tweeted this out because it just blows my mind that it's almost going to actually hit their goal of 500,000 signatures. Like, there are so many books and movies and thousands of other things that have ended in ways that we just hate it.
Yeah.
But that's just the way she goes. That's life. It can't end perfectly. And yes, okay, you dedicated 7 seasons. That's a lot of hours. Maybe you're someone that actually read the books and you're like, this is being crammed into a season. It's too much. It's too vague. The only thing I'm upset about when it comes to Game of Thrones is the lack of Ghost, the dog.
Okay. Didn't you say that you signed a petition when Lost was on?
Okay.
So, like, you actually did the exact same thing.
No, I said I would have signed the petition back when Lost introduced that whole black smoke. Like, that just, as soon as that happened in Lost, I was over it.
All right, I've got something that I'd like to complain about as well.
Wait, am I a hypocrite?
Yes, totally.
Okay.
We all knew that. I'd like to complain about the amount of packaging on legal cannabis. Like, you used to be able to buy a $60 paper bag full of weed, and the amount of garbage was just that paper bag.
Yep.
If that, or if you were out of papers, you might roll it up and actually use it. Recycle, reduce, reuse. Plastic, another layer of plastic. Into a cardboard box.
Yeah.
Taped shut. Like, for one J, I saw a buddy taking apart packaging for one and like $10 worth. But the amount of packaging, like, stop it. We've had absolutely no luck with purchasing things online.
Nothing yet.
Nothing fits. Nothing works the way it's supposed to. It's all trash that you buy for too much, end up paying way more for shipping. And then it's garbage once it gets here. Like, support local for this reason.
Exactly. We're trying to put an end to sponsored ads.
These ones specifically, the sponsored ads that are like, what? Is that even healthy for you? So that's what I'm trying out today is it's called Black Diamond Charcoal Teeth Whitening System.
Now, keep in mind, a lot of listeners, Ryder's just getting started right now, have wrote in saying, don't do it. Mm-hmm. It's so bad for you. It like rips the enamel from your teeth. So essentially, if you use this a lot, your teeth will look like chalk.
We're on Facebook Live as well, in case you're interested.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Good luck. But this is a thing that people actually buy and they use. So cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, wow. It's so black. Ryder. Oh, no.
You don't like it?
It's not good. It looks like you've been sucking on a tailpipe. Ryder, no.
Do I start?
Don't go further back. I think just it looks like you've been making out with a fire pit. No,
I don't like it.
give it a good
and I had to fist fight a kid who was trying to sell me a security system at the house. He was bad at sales, but it made me think there's got to be people that are just absolute crushers at it. So the question I ask is, do you have like a dirty sales trick that seems to work or token lines that you use to upsell or seal the deal on something?
Whenever I would bartend and someone would order a drink, I would start walking away towards like the cups to grab one, and I would grab the doubles cup and show them it and go, you want a double, right?
Ooh, good one.
And it always would work.
Mm-hmm.
Always. They'd end up being probably more intoxicated than they planned to be. They'd have to leave their car there. They're coming in for lunch.
They had
to take the afternoon off, but we got that sale.
I was in the service industry, and we got like props for whoever upsold the most poutines.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Usually there's the one item that, your manager will be like, sell this.
Because it's like a $4 upsell. So
yeah.
I remember saying like, you guys are Canadian, right? All right, cool. So I'll just mark you down for the poutine. And then I'd laugh. And like, I would say 70% of the time, they're like, you know what? Yeah. Because you give them like a sense of national pride by ordering that upsell.
Well, and you're not making them feel embarrassed for wanting a side of poutine. If you're encouraging it, mm-hmm. of course I'm going to get the upsell with the more calories. That's like when you go to Olive Garden, they're like, you guys want more breadsticks, right? It's like, yes, of course I do. Instead of, do you think you want mm-hmm. another basket? And then you're like, I guess not. Thanks.
780-784-7107. This text says, identify who the decision maker is, but don't assume. I've lost a lot of deals by talking to the wrong person out of a couple that comes in. And I think a lot of people historically would assume that the guy might be the decision maker. And I genuinely think historically the lady usually is. I know that's the case when it comes to house sales. Like, the final say often runs through the lady in the relationship.
When my parents bought their house back in the 90s, my mom's like, I want this house because I like the kitchen. I like the layout. I love the flooring. And they bought it. My dad ended up like renovating everything else.
I think we'd all like to think that we don't fall for sales tactics and tricks, but I think most of us really do.
Well, Bree wrote in. I'm not going to say where she worked, but she worked at a restaurant where they were actually trained to nod their heads when they ask someone if they want a double or another drink. That would work.
That would work.
You just nod your head up and down and you point at them and you go, you want another one?
Yeah.
That would work 100% on me.
780-784-7107.
Oh, you got to make up fake deadlines.
All right, that makes sense. Make up fake deadlines.
Like, I need this sale now, otherwise it's going to someone else.
I honestly think a couple of the things I've purchased, they probably lied about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you only got a couple days left at this price.
Yeah, it's true. Jordan texted in saying, when I sell tires, I avoid selling the cheaper sets by asking if kids ride around in that vehicle. Wow, make the parents feel guilty.
Oh.
Upsell, sold.
Immediate sell.
Wow.
This text, 780-784-7107 from Mark, is nice to read as well. He said, you're selling yourself as much as you're selling the product, and people can sense if you're genuine or not.
Yep, that's
so
true.
So I've found I'm the most successful when I just bring forward my best self. So that's a cool, like, there is ethics involved as well.
Yeah,
right?
If it's there's pushy greasy. Salespeople, I'll usually leave, which is sad, but.
What do you got?
I wore a low-cut shirt, okay?
Yeah?
And I sold a lot of milkshakes.
Where did you work that sold milkshakes?
Soda jerks, I bet.
No, my dad owned a restaurant in B.C. where I grew up. And we made, like, homemade milkshakes right from scratch.
I bet he was uncomfortable with the server's uniform.
Well, he was never there.
Oh.
Oh.
I can tell you why. His daughter was slinging out milkshakes. Thank you for the call, Brown Sugar. We appreciate it.
Her milkshakes definitely brought all the boys to the yard.
Trending this hour.
Paris Hilton has a song out right now that's starting to make some noise about Kim Kardashian's bottom. This is what she had to say about it.
When you listen to the lyrics, it is a women empowerment song. It's about just being a girl boss, owning the night, not letting the boys get to you, and it's more fun just to like stare at your best friend's ass and dance than be annoyed by some random dude.
So empowering.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, what? 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 Yeah. Anyway, Sarah Jessica Parker is bringing her shoe boutique to West Edmonton Mall. Yeah, that's right. It's going to be the first standalone Canadian location. So shout out to our city for being awesome. The event is on June 15th. And if you head to the Ice Palace, that is where Sarah Jessica Parker is going to be in person, in the flesh, looking fabulous from 4 to 6 p.m. She's going to be meeting customers and signing people's purchases.
Britney Spears, longtime manager Larry Rudolph, said her career is now officially on hold until her health improves. He said until she's ready physically, mentally, and passionately, that he's not going to push her at all to do it, if ever again.
Oh, man. We got a text earlier when we talked about this from someone saying if Britney Spears can make it through 2007, she can make it through 2019.
Laying it down with Lisa.
I always think I'm going to enjoy camping. Like, maybe this is my year. Because I go every single summer and I always end up being miserable. I'm jealous of other people who have campers because I can't afford it. My tent zipper is always broken or jammed at the most inconvenient time. I'll get up in the middle of the night with this full bladder after drinking 14 Bud Lights and Clam, and I have to rip my way out of this suffocating polyester nightmare.
I actually had to chew my way out of a tent once.
My hot dog buns almost always get soggy. My ice will melt, so I have to drink warm Ryan Cokes. Everyone else that shows up at the campsite has keg steaks and full-on barbecues, and I'm over here trying to rub two sticks together, or and I start spraying my hairspray on the campfire to try and get it ignited. I have to wheeze my way in there and be like, can I put some of my dogs on your barbecue?
Which everyone always says yes to. I don't understand the issue there. All right.
I always end up sitting on a sticky s'more marshmallow and then dirt gets on it and it looks like I crapped my pants. Someone always pulls out a guitar around the fire and I have to pretend I know the lyrics to Wagon Wheel for the eighth summer in a row. Also, everything is so dewy and wet. My sneakers stink the next day. Yeah. I always wake up with a zit from the germs. Also, I'm a hypochondriac, so I always think that there's a tick in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Camping means I have to share the same pee tree with six other women and the same dugout puke hole with 12 other people. Whenever I'm hungover, I need to lay down in a shower, and I can't be doing that in a public bathroom at a campsite or in my friend's trailer that smells like
dumps. You should try camping with like 20 and 30 year olds instead of 18 year olds.
It's Clueless Karaoke
with Ryder and Lisa.
All right, so Lisa just teed off about camping and all the things she dislikes about it. Did you talk about how the tent's always too hot or too cold?
Yes.
Okay. You said that you're sick of sitting around a campfire with some guy who brought a guitar pretending to know the lyrics to Wagon Wheel.
8 years in a row, going strong. Everyone else is singing along and I'm like tapping my foot and like...
Well, let's try it.
No.
Yeah? You gotta practice before May long. Ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1...
And my ties with man of the pie, I'm thumbing my way out of North Carolina. Sailing on the road, and I got icy taillights.
Headlights, I think, yeah.
I made it down the coast 17 days, and my way in a dogwood day. And I got icy, my baby, tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, and it ain't no deal. And I went and rocked my
Hey, you're ready.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.